And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and for the rest of the week, we'll be looking at the topic, self-discipline. Nearly every parent is concerned about the character of his children. You'd like them to be honest and hardworking, to be resourceful and obedient, to be cheerful and consistent. Summing it all up, you want them to be well-disciplined boys and girls who can direct their own lives in a manner that's acceptable to society. For those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we would add also that we want our children to live in a way that pleases God. I can bring all of these desires together under the single phrase, self-discipline. If your children learn the concept of self-discipline, they'll fulfill your hopes for them as they mature. If your children do not learn to discipline themselves, they'll disappoint you with the path they follow throughout life. How should you go about instilling self-discipline into your children? What steps can you take to make this a part of the character of your children? Certainly, there must be principles that parents can follow as they attempt to build this important facet of life into their children. According to the dictionary, the word discipline comes from the Latin root which means pupil. Children who are well taught become pupils of their parents. They develop the same concepts and drives that they see in you. They become what you are. This is the first important principle of teaching self-discipline to your children. Make sure your own example is what it ought to be. If you face the various challenges of life with confidence and joy and peace and eagerness and other positive qualities, your children will develop these same characteristics. If you show a steady Christian testimony as you become involved in various situations, your children will learn how to face matters. But on the other hand, if you gripe and complain and take shortcuts in carrying out your responsibilities, if you follow a borderline honesty when it's to your advantage, your children will learn these same characteristics. In area after area, your children will follow the pattern that you've set for them. As has been said, the parent's life is the child's copybook. Let me point out three additional principles that relate to the same matter of setting a good example. Both mom and dad need to be consistent in this area. One can't be cheerful and the other grumpy. One can't be hardworking and the other lazy. This confronts your children with an inconsistent example that will likely lead them to choose the easy way out. You need to agree that you're going to agree that both of you will be self-disciplined parents. Now, obviously, that's not something you do lightly. It requires years of hard work as you build good habits into your own lives. Secondly, you need to realize that the most important years are the early years, the years when your children form the majority of their character. It's of critical importance that your children begin to develop self-discipline early in life. If they develop an inconsistent self-discipline or no self-discipline, the chances are that they'll show this same character throughout life. Finally, let me know that the building of character is not an overnight process. A self-disciplined character is more like the oak than the mushroom. The mushroom may spring up overnight, but the oak takes years to develop. In the same way, a wholesome character takes years to come into being. You can't let down at any time. Your children are apt to see the change in your life and follow the less desirable aspects of character that they see. Your consistency over those years when the child is in your home will assist your children to develop the self-disciplined character that they need for success in life. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.